And this is a dictation for Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, Beachy, B as in boy, E-A-C-H-Y, September 1803. Matthew comes in relation to electrolyte abnormalities, comes accompanied with mother. He is from the Amish community, last visit in April, no emergency room hospital, keeping hydrating given the summertime and working outside, denies cramping, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or changes in urination, no edema, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, review system negative. He's compliant, taking his potassium, magnesium, phosphorus replacement, as well as aldactone. He remains on indomethacine. Today, blood pressure 125/67. Weight 178, alert or intestine 3, respiratory cardiovascular, normal, no edema, neurological deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry is from August. Creatinine change from 1.03 to 1.13. Technically, still GFR better than 60. Calcium is high, which is new, 10.4. Potassium remains low, 3.2. Bicarbonate elevated, 32. Normal sodium. Low normal phosphorus. Normal albumin. Low magnesium, 1.2. Chronic elevation of bilirubin. The rest of the liver functions test normal. No cell count was done. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Matthew has chronic electrolyte abnormalities, including low potassium, low magnesium, low phosphorus. There is a change of kidney function, could be related to the exposure to indomethacin. Blood pressure remains normal and having no symptoms at all. He is compliant with replacement. He was extensively evaluated at University of Vermont, V as in Victor, E-R-M-O-N-T. He likely has a genetic reason for these abnormalities. We might need to stop indomethacin if kidney trending continues to get worse. There is minimal activity in the urine for low level of protein without edema and normal albumin. There is a cousin, 15-year-old lady who has similar abnormalities. The parents of that lady are related to both parents of Matthew. He's willing to do new chemistries in a month. We will try to do as many things on the phone, otherwise come back in 6 months.